The first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine reached an Oklahoma nursing home on Tuesday. CVS Health gave doses to residents and staff of the lodge at Brookline in Oklahoma City under a partnership with the federal government that will see them serve 176 long-term care facilities in the state. The first shots were given to 89-year-old resident Francis Watland and registered nurse Pam Byers. Nursing home residents and staff are in phase one of the state's vaccination plan. The lodge is operated by the Diakonos Group, and CEO Scott Pilgrim says he's disheartened by what he hears about COVID from many younger people.
They say that COVID is only dangerous for the elderly or the infirm, and therefore isn't a big deal. Frankly, hearing that makes me sick, because the life of an elderly resident in a facility like this is no more or less valuable than my life, your life, or anyone else's life.
Oklahoma is one of 12 states first on the list for the CVS Health program to administer COVID-19 vaccines in long-term care facilities. The company estimates it will vaccinate 27,204 residents and staff in skilled nursing and assisted living facilities in Oklahoma. CVS pharmacy teams will visit each long-term care facility three times to make sure residents and staff get their initial shots and boosters. CVS Health Senior Vice President for Pharmacy Chris Cox says the groundwork was already in place for an effort that will cover 48 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico by January 4th.
For starters, our Omnicare business unit is the largest provider of pharmacy services to long-term care facilities across the country. And in addition, our pharmacists and technicians and other support staff have experience both giving vaccinations within long-term care facilities, as well as providing COVID tests, where we're doing, testing in over 1,400 long-term care facilities, throughout the pandemic.
The goal is vaccinating 4 million people in skilled nursing and assisted living facilities nationwide. CVS Caremark Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sri Chagaturu says the pharmacy chain was well positioned for this vaccination effort and for eventual widespread vaccination.
So the Centers for Disease Control have a measure called the Social Vulnerability Index. And when we look at our stores, they are equally split between very high vulnerability, moderate, and low. So our stores are available across America, but they're also equitably distributed.
CVS Health is an official provider in the Centers for Disease Control's Pharmacy Partnership for Long-Term Care program, meant to lessen the load facilities and local health departments face. Other partners are Walgreens and Managed Health Associates, Inc. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.